Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, good morning to all the best people I know, and welcome to this very special Saturday morning show. We don't usually have shows on Saturday morning, but I just was so fascinated myself by this technology that Sherry Edwards brings us. And I'll tell you what, I think that one of the responsibilities that the Best People We Know show has is to bring you topics and people on the cutting edge to help you, you know, create your best life, be your best, discover the amazing you, and all of those things that I'm so passionate about. And this is just, it just blows me away. I was so taken back by this technology to insight into your personality and so many other areas that I thought, wow, I have got to bring this to the Best People We Know family, because this is going to really help you. Absolutely fascinating. So I want to thank you for being with us this morning. If you're new to the Best People We Know show, you can get a BTR free page and you can follow us. There's a little, I guess, follow tag in the upper left for the show, and that'll give you updates when we're live. And if you want a listing of all of our monthly guests every month, you would go to my website, greenskyandbluegrass.com, and sign up for the monthly Mind Vitamin News on the right-hand side. And, you know, then you can get updates that way as well. But, you know, what a fascinating topic. If you don't know who Sherry Edwards is, you are going to be really excited that you've met her today. She is a pioneer of human bioacoustic biology. She spent 30 years of research, which is now being used at the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology in Albany, Ohio. And this data is now included in the Duke University Encyclopedia of New Medicine by Leonard Wisniewski and the Scientific Basis of Integrative Medicine by Lucy Anderson. The effects of bioacoustic biology is now accepted by these prestigious medical encyclopedias, and it offers unlimited health and wellness potential. Sherry is creator of NanoVoice, NanoVoice. She's going to tell us about that. That's the some free software that you'll be able to use today. And this is a micro version of her professional personality profiler, which uses frequency-based biomarkers within the frequencies of your voice to allow you an enlightening peek into your secret self. NanoVoice can help you understand and solve issues using unconscious levels of awareness. This innovative technology is the forefront of future wellness based on personal biofrequency, correlations to emotional, genetic, structural, and biochemical information about you, the amazing you. Currently, Sherry and her team at Sound Health are using human voice and the associated frequency to help clients resolve health issues such as macular degeneration, multiple sclerosis, headaches, muscle stress, brain trauma, weight issues, nutritional concerns, and really so many more. This technology is cutting edge, and it allows all of us to identify our health and well-being and the possibilities that we could never imagine. You can go to nanovoice www.thebestpeopleiknow.org to find out more. It is a privilege, a pleasure, and I am just so excited about the show with Sherry Edwards. Welcome. Good morning.
It is great to be here, and what a wonderful introduction.
Well, you're just a wonderful bio to read. What can I say? You're awesome. I tell you, I've been really looking forward to the show because I've told so many people around the world about this. It's just absolutely fascinating. I had no idea that this technology was even available. Tell our listeners, a little bit about what we can discover through our voice and why this is, you know, very scientifically based, and it's a very powerful and accurate way to learn about so many aspects of ourselves.
There's actually two answers to your question, what can we discover through our voice? One, a very scientific explanation of you have a parasympathetic nerve bundle, and inside that bundle is every conduit and network from your body to your brain and keeps everything in stasis. Inside that is something, one of the things inside it, I should say, is something called a recurrent laryngeal nerve. That controls your vocal cords. So everything that happens to you goes through your vocal cords and is expressed through the frequencies, the notes of your voice. Like music, a song has to have all these notes that are all balanced, and your voice does too if people are to really know who you are. Esoterically, people know who you are. I mean, you can talk to somebody and know when they're excited or sarcastic, or if you ask them if something's wrong and they say, nothing. You really know there's something in there that they aren't expressing, and so you try to dig a little deeper. So it's in there. It's innate. It's scientific in that. Think about a young man going through puberty. His voice changes in response to hormones. We just took this several steps further, and we can see how the voice responds to vitamins and minerals and muscles and genes. We look at the voice as a holographic representation of who you are. And just like a song, you need to be tuned up and fully balanced.
Wow. I have to tell you, when I, you know, found out about you, and I just want the listeners to know, there's actually some free software, so you can all do this yourself, which is just phenomenal when you see these frequencies in your own voice. But, you know, it makes common sense the way that you describe it, Sherry, is that, you know, each of us has an individual fingerprint, right? Each of us looks different. We have different facial features. You know, we're very unique. So why wouldn't our voice be unique in indicating accurately a lot about us? I mean, this is something that, you know, makes sense to me, but for some reason I've never heard about anybody doing this.
Well, I bet you've been using it all your life, though.
On an intuitive and subconscious level, you're saying that's, well, I love your example, like you said about, you know, men, their voice changing and hormones, and, you know, you can hear the inflections and connotations in people's voice, but you really take it to a whole new level. And I want people to understand this technology that you have and how this sound integrity is so, why it's so accurate. Because I think that there are people that, you know, I mean, hey, this is better than a psychic reading, everybody, okay? If you really want to know who you are, this technology will blow all of that away. But, you know, I think that it's amazing the work you do with health because there's so much there as well. So speak to listeners about how this actual technology, why it's so accurate.
Well, I have to take a little step back in how people get in trouble with this. People can lie with their words, that there are all these harmonics in your voice, and you can't lie with the frequencies of your voice. And that's where somebody says something to you, and you feel, well, that's kind of off. I really don't think that's really true. I would like to know the truth. Or somebody just right out lies to you and says, this is a good car, and you want to believe them. We want to believe our husbands and our politicians and our lovers and our friends. but sometimes there's something not quite right, and we don't know what to believe or not. And with this little computer program they invented, and my undergraduate degrees are in interpersonal communication, so I was listening to people's voices very carefully, and that person's lying, and that person is telling the truth, and I wanted to know what was in the voice that made that true, and it really is balance, that they have every note, and they're in, like, equal proportions. We elect officials based on how balanced their voice is. And also, two other issues with this. You vote for the person who has your missing notes. You want to pair with a person that has your missing notes. You get along with people who have your missing notes. You can't get along with people who have an overabundance of the same notes that you are overabundant in. You're repelled by that person. And we invented this little program and put it up on the internet because we think people fib, even though we think we want to be a truthful society. We think people have a right to know, but that opens up a whole other can of worms. Do you have a right to know? Do you have a right to know everything your kids are thinking or your husband or what's going on in their lives should be private? So we hope people use this program with integrity and not just a spy on people.
Yeah, no, I think that there's a – I tell you, I can't see where this couldn't be used in any area, whether it be in family, personal development, business, you know. But I think that sometimes we have to accept that what people say is not always the truth. I mean, yes. Sherry, unfortunately, I would like to think that everybody, I know everybody listening to this show has integrity and is honest and telling the truth and committed for noble purposes. But unfortunately, a lot of people are very opportunistic, I guess we could say. And, you know, sometimes we need a little help to validate maybe the intuitive, you know, as you say, you know, maybe we have an inkling, but we're not quite sure if we can pinpoint it. And this just gives us an ability to validate, I think, things that are important, because not everybody's as nice as – not everybody is in the Best People We Know Club, Sherry.
Yes. I'll give you a couple of examples of how people can use this. We had a couple come to us, and they wanted to sell their Montessori school. And we talked to the husband, why do you want to sell it, blah, blah, blah. All of his notes came up on F and F sharp. That's all about money and male power. We talked to the wife, and it was all about this needs to be sold to somebody that will continue to support and help people. So she was interested in selling it for one reason, he another. Neither one of them had discussed that or knew it, but this vocal print allowed them to come together with a concerted effort of how they were going to approach people.
Fascinating. You know, I would like to, so if you're listening and you're saying, well, okay, I really want to try this. What it is, you can download the software NanoVoice, and what you do is you actually can play a recorded voice segment that you have. So, for example, you know, for this radio show, I could play my voice talking to you, or you could play your voice talking to me, and the software actually looks for a certain number of frequencies, right? And then it will stop and do an analysis.
Right, and it's a punching button. There's a little instruction manual there with NanoVoice. There's a two-hour class. There's all kinds of charts, and this is just our gift to the world because we think the voice expresses who we are at a very deep level, and we think we've people have lost that with all the oughts and shoulds and peer pressure and who they want to be and who they really are. So people can look at their foundation. They can look at where they have notes missing. They can seek people out. They could seek out music. They could use their voice and bring that back. With music, we have much more range of expression. So looking at the voice and all of its harmonics, not only do we look at the notes, but we look at the depth of the harmonics. You can tell what's just a spinmeister who's real. When I look at your voice, Deb, the very first thing I noticed is you are want everything to be useful and helpful to a person in a very emotional way. There's not a lot of mental information in your chart. You just don't run on mental. You run on useful emotions.
Okay, well, I'm going to take that as a positive.
So
because
is.
I would like to think that the radio show is making a difference in the world to help people and to help us all be better. And, you know, I really think that there's a lot of shows out there and there's a lot of information in the mainstream media, and it just seems to be more of the same. And what I try to do and what I think you are so, I guess you're just like, your picture is in the encyclopedia for this one. You know, something that is really different but can be really useful and powerful. I mean, this is, to me, I just can't believe I didn't know about it. It's phenomenal, phenomenal. Now, I think that's fascinating for people to find out. Is someone lying and all of that? But, you know, it can also tell us about health issues. Speak to listeners about that element of what this voice profiling can do to help us.
Well, we're trying to look at options for people. We can look at the voice 2 and 3 years ahead of time to see what's going on. For instance, a lot of people are afraid of cancer. They should be. But there are 3 indicators in the voice that will show cancer is on its way, and then you can do something about it. Your notes for vitamin A will go very high, and that's a note of C sharp. Your notes for catalase that clean up the blood will go very low, so that's a note of B. And the note for calcitonin, which really controls calcium, which in turn controls cancer-producing foods in the body, is a note of C. So C, C sharp, and B, those notes need to be combined and stressed, combined and out of stress, I should say, for people who want to look at this. But we can look at allergies with this. If the note of D is in stress and too high or too low, we know we've got some digestion problems. F and F sharp, it's kidney. So we have been able to put together templates for 71 diseases, or I shouldn't say diseases, I'm going to get in trouble with the FDA, for 71 stresses of the body, like eye watcher. Do you have an eye issue now, and what can you do about it? Providing not only the information of what's going on in the body, but options and solutions. You don't have enough of this, let's counter it nutritionally. Let's look at it through how you're digesting proteins. So not only can they use this to see what they're allergic to, I mean, that's an easy one, and that's what the course that we have up there is about. We can look at what's happening in the body now by muscles, by stroke. We're working with the Bureau of Vocational Rehabilitation to bring back people's voices that they lost through stroke or their inability. We just had a lady this week that had an accident, fell on her hands, and couldn't open or close her hands. It took us about 10 minutes to identify the frequencies she needed based on the muscles, and we gave her the frequencies to release the nerves in her hand so they would work again, and now she has full movement.
Wow. Oh, I love that example. We love real-life examples. You know, and I think that sometimes people have tried everything, but you haven't tried this. Because I don't think that this is, even though you've been in medical journals, and I think that you know your work is definitely, you've won some scientific awards for your innovation, and certainly this is becoming, you know, more well known, and hopefully today's show will increase that exposure towards that useful end. But you know, sometimes people just have no idea that there's something else available. I mean, this example you gave with the woman with her hands, I mean, she suffered for so much time, and here you are in 10 minutes, you know, really because of these specific frequencies in the voice, able to identify specifically what it is and how to help her.
Well, we've never advertised. It's only been recently that we've even talking about this on radio. Somebody told me about your show, and I was so fascinated by your voice, I just did it and sent it to you. And that's how all of this came together. But we've never advertised. And the biggest part is we don't have all the answers. So I don't feel like I would be okay with releasing something in a grand way if I didn't have all the answers. And you know, somebody told me the other day, you'll never have all the answers because people are all different.
But, you know, it's just something else to consider. It's just another tool in the toolbox to help us build the life we want and to understand ourselves and the people around us. What do most people ask you about? I mean, I know that here I am saying, you know, don't always follow everything in the press, but then I am aware that the Kate and William, Prince William and Kate, that they're very downloaded because people want to hear, well, what was the key in that relationship and why did he pick her and all of that. Give people some insight into what's most popular in what you offer for the software and identification.
Well, if we're going to look at magazines who want to print something, they want to know what Lady Gaga's motivation is, or who's pregnant, or who's telling the truth, who's been accused of something. But for the real people, they want options and solutions to what's being presented to them every day. And there are a lot of people out there, fibromyalgia was a big one. They kept telling people, this is all in your head, you're just emotionally upset, that's why you've got all this pain. And it ended up being absolutely poppycock. We took 10 people who had fibromyalgia, and we found out they couldn't clear lactic acid out of their body. And we gave them a frequency to do that, and the pain goes away. So how could that be
wow.
in their head? How could it be in their head if we just provided them a sound? Think of your brain as a central processing unit. And everything that goes on in your body, all this neural network sends signals back. And we lose the ability through bad food, bad air, bad water, you know, whatever's going on. Our body loses the ability to contain a frequency. And we can identify what that is and give it back, either by talking to you about what it should be, by giving you the actual frequencies, by getting you the vitamin that corresponds to it, by massaging a muscle, you know, whatever we can do. It's the identification of what is going on with somebody that everybody loves. So we do this time domain and look at them emotionally, but we can also look at people. Like, we have other software for free on our site where they can test themselves against radiation, because people are so fearful that they're being exposed and the government's not protecting them. So we're trying to put the tools in people's hands so they can be self-responsible and they don't have to go bug the government or their doctor. They can test themselves right now, immediately, punch a few buttons, and their reports are in front of them. That's what I want for the world.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, there's just so many areas that this can really be helpful for people. And, you know, were you there in, oh my gosh, I just think about all the different things going on around the world with health and radiation. I think of the, you know, what happened in Japan and all these other things. I mean, there's just so many areas that this could really give insight that most people wouldn't even consider. But I'm just overwhelmed and astounded at how much this makes sense. You know, fingerprints being so unique, voice prints would be indicating this. And your example with fibromyalgia, that is very powerful. And how, you know, I mean, we have had different, Sue Ingebrigtsen was on the show. She's a fibromyalgia expert. And, you know, what suffering those people go through, and how horrible to be told, oh, you're just crazy, it's just in your head, when you know that there's something wrong, and here you are able to say, no, this is what is available to detect when you have this. This is what's missing. This is right here in black and white in the science available now.
Well, there's a couple of videos on our site that are free for people. One of them is called Miracles of Non-Medicine, and it's the doctors that we work with. And we have one doctor who says, Sherry's the doctor's doctor. When I don't know what to do, I send people to her. But they can download these for free from soundhealthoptions.com/secretstash.html. So everybody who wants a copy of that, you know, the one Miracles of Non-Medicine is much more important than the one called Breaking the Sound Barriers of Disease. That's just me talking about this stuff. But when you look at actual cases, reconstructing a leg, getting rid of macular degeneration, getting rid of prostate cancer and tremors and Parkinson's, that's the real stuff. You know, Parkinson's is so prevalent nowadays, and it really is just a cell-signaling disease, and they just label it Parkinson's. We just did a big summit about that, and we're actually able to give people back their voices, to stop the tremors, to look at their biochemistry, to see why they were developing Parkinson's. I think this is the medicine of the future, and AT&T has agreed with us. AT&T, this big company, has said bioacoustics is the medicine of the future, and we want it for everybody. That's why these are free on our site for anybody to pick them up. There's classes. We have free vocal profiles for people. That's all on our site under Happy Hour. We want to spread the word. We want a bioacoustic community in every community. You know, and they can just do fun things with it. Like one of the fun things that's posted that gets a lot of hits is, why did William marry Kate? And it's on there, and the proof is in their voice of why they were drawn to each other. So fun stuff, and then very, very serious stuff, because Parkinson's is incurable. And there's a lot of misdiagnosis. A guy was sent to our center, and he had a diagnosis of ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And we looked at his vocal print, and he had Lyme's disease. ALS is a death sentence. Lyme disease is becoming reversible. So we change a lot of lives.
I would say so. Misdiagnosis of Lyme disease to ALS, that's pretty big. You know, I think that that's, it is, it's amazing to me how, yes, this can be fun and frivolous, but it can be so life-saving. I mean, unbelievable. And the free software that you offer people, I want you to just give out the website for that again. But for somebody, maybe somebody listening who really wants to get into greater detail, I mean, you do have the courses, you do have paid software that's going to obviously be more intense. Let people know where they can go for all of this.
SoundHealthOptions.com. And down the middle row is the software for radiation. There's a textbook, there's charts, there's a two-hour class. It's all waiting there for you. 9/11, they can test themselves if they've been exposed. We told the government in the beginning, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, that we knew what was causing the fireman's cough, and they couldn't pay any attention to us because we weren't FDA approved, and we can't get FDA approved because we don't have all the answers. So we're giving the software to the people. They can help themselves. The other one that's coming up is biohazard, and that's for people who think they've been exposed for something from chemtrails. So those three softwares, the biohazard's not up yet, but it'll be up this weekend.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So now where are you speaking and what are you doing and, you know, anything that's coming up? I mean, you've just got so much going on with this. It's unbelievable. You know, I just want people, if they want to meet you in person or journals that you're in and some of the other things that you're doing, so that they could connect with you live if they wanted to.
Okay, they could get in touch with the center, or I'm, I don't know whether I should give out my email or not, but our center...
Will you just...
Pardon?
You can do whatever you feel comfortable with. People have given out their emails, and they've still survived, so I think it's safe.
Okay,
but it's up to you.
It would be sherryonair@gmail.com. That's real simple, and it's S-H-A-R-R-Y. But we've got a new documentary coming up. It's called The Business of Disease, and about how diseases are being created for financial gain rather than for people's health. And Suzanne Summers is in it. Bruce Lipton is in it. Joseph Lieberman's in it. I mean, there's just so many wonderful people who are really trying to help and give people tools to be self-responsible about this. So go to soundhealthoptions.com or write to me, or nanovoice, nanovoice.org. That's where you can download the little nanovoice. And it's coming up in Spanish. It's all done. We just have to post it. So the whole printout will come out in Spanish for people. We want people, number one, to know themselves. And they can talk to this 15 times and see where they are, really are. We had a lady that came in. Their husband was having an affair, and there was a new baby. And she was just humiliated and devastated. And she came in. It took her 15 different nano voices to look at what was real for her, what created balance for her. And it doesn't record what you say. It just records the frequencies, so you can talk freely into this little computer program and see where you have notes missing. Then look at all the charts that we've given you, and you can see the relationship between your health and your emotions. And it's all waiting for you.
Yeah, I've got to let everybody know that I have done this myself, and it is super, super fascinating. And I've got to believe there's probably somebody out there listening, some wife who's saying, "I want to know if my husband might be cheating on me." But it's not what the words that someone speaks. So it doesn't matter what you're saying. It's the frequency within what you say, and I think that's an important, that's an important thing to emphasize, because sometimes people might be thinking, well, what if it's how they say it, or, could the system be fooled? And the answer is no, because it's picking up those frequencies.
Right, and the government's using this now for lying and intention. I did Gaddafi's voice. I did Jerry Sandusky's voice, who was accused of molesting kids. We could tell them what direction to go with the jury. And you could look at your husband's voice. Is it balanced? Or your wife? C-sharp is all about truth and justice. Where does their C-sharp stand? The note of B is all about loyalty. And all of that's in the information that you can read and watch when we have recurring classes every week for people.
Wow. I'm trying to tweet all this stuff out as you're saying it, and it's like, woo, that's just unbelievable. Wow, we'll have to have you come back on and discuss this some more. The documentary, now, when is this? I think I'm very excited about that. When is that coming out, this documentary, with Bruce Lipton and everything?
It was due out in January. And then Suzanne Summers got wind of what we were doing, and she wanted to be in it. And so they have recorded her. It's supposed to be due out in March. Just The Business of Disease. Sonia Barrett is the producer, and it's just incredible. There's so many wonderful people out there trying to help, and Sonia is trying to get their voice to the public.
Wow. Jeez, you could use this in before you marry somebody. Dating.
Yes.
I'd be like, excuse me, before I can move forward with you, I need to, do a voice profile on you to make sure that this is going to be, a good match. I mean, there's just so many things that you can tell with this. I love how you're saying you've used this with the government and, jury trials. I mean, some of these people, Sherry, these sociopaths, I mean, they, look at the Madoffs of the world. They can really fool people, but this particular voice profiling, this doesn't get fooled. This is just data, And I think that that's something that in today's day and age, unfortunately, we need, because sociopaths, they're really good at what they do, aren't they?
Sociopaths will have the note of D in stress and very unbalanced, because they're helping themselves, not anybody else. But I'm going to open a can of worms here for maybe the next show. What would happen if everybody was required to tell the truth?
Ooh, I love that. You know what? I tell you, I wish I could take this around with everyone. Unfortunately, again, it gets back to I think the best of people, and I believe the best, and that is what my commitment is. But I also think it's important that we don't be naive.
Yes, and I am so open and want everything best for people. Sometimes when I have an argument, I take their side because I can see where they're coming from.
Exactly, exactly. Very, very, very fascinating stuff. Well, you know, when that documentary comes out, you got to let me know, and maybe we'll just get a show in there, sneak that out. But that is just, you know, I love what you're doing. I think it's just, obviously you've helped thousands of people with it, and this is just the beginning, and it's just going to help so, so many more. And I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your busy weekend morning to share your shine with us, and I'm looking forward to having you back already.
That is great. I want to leave people with the thought that there's no good or bad in their voice. It's what they do about it that makes the difference.
Oh, that was very good. I like that. I love how you end with that. Well, I have more questions too. I mean, I've got to ask, you know, on the next show, I don't know how you ever got into this. I mean, you've been doing it for so many years. There's just so many things, so many more things that we can ask you, but at least we've planted some seeds for people to know that you're out there, that this technology is available, and what you're doing with it, and how it can help them in so many ways. And if you've enjoyed this show as much as I have, you can keep us going and growing. We're almost at 1 million downloaded listeners now, which is very, very exciting. But the only way that I can bring you great guests like Sherry Edwards is if you share this show with a friend. How can you do that? It doesn't take any time or money, and usually those are the two reasons why people don't do something. So what you can do is this. You can post this show. You can post it on Twitter. You can post it on Facebook. You can post it on Google+. You can email it to a friend. You can put it on LinkedIn. You can go to iTunes and download this show, put it on your iPhone, and then when you're stuck in traffic and you want to put something in your head that's positive, good mind vitamins, you can listen to Sherry talk about this again. So, you know, connect with her, go to her website, check out the software, and if you want to get the free version, which is wonderful, or you want to take some classes, which is even better, or if you want to purchase some of the more intense software, that's available. You know, there's something for everyone depending upon what your need is. So, you know, Sherry, thank you again so much for being such a blessing. The world needs more people like you, and you know, you're helping us all unwrap the gift that we are, which I think is very exciting, because I know myself, you know, we grow, we change, we have interests, we have questions, and for somebody who's really passionate to be their best in health and mind and body and spirit, you know, this technology can help us go in the right direction and save a lot of time, and just a beautiful gift that you've created.
Thank you. It's been wonderful being on the show.
Okay. Well, I always close, everybody knows, I close with my famous Oscar Wilde favorite quote, be yourself because everybody else is already taken. And the world needs you to share your shine. So go out there, be a blessing to somebody else, and you will be blessed. Thank you very much for joining us. And go connect with Sherry Edwards right now at nanovoice.org. And, you know, check it out. You'll just, this will be great. You'll have so much fun with this, and bring a friend. Make it a great day, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, the sky is green and the grass is blue, turning your upside-down world right side up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.